Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 9th of May. Hope you're well. Sat in the garden. It's beautiful. The weather forecast is good. We're going to get a bit of a mini heat wave. I think about 26, 27 degrees. Get your suntan lotion out. Mindset, betting strategy, whatever we want to call them, pod, I will do tomorrow and Wednesday. I've got a lot of stuff. I'm just trying to catch up now. I've got the website sheets to update, goal times and goals per half somebody's asked for, so I will be doing that probably tomorrow. We've got a little bit of midweek football, obviously. Season's coming to an end. Bit gutting Exeter getting done on Saturday. Exeter losing at home to Port Vale, tipped Exeter up 14-1 to win League Two, and up until about 15 minutes to go they were top of the league, so that was a little bit gutting. What am I apologising for? If people did back them, we had Bournemouth each way and Exeter each way, the returns from the pre-season bets, but felt a little bit aggrieved with Exeter, I have to say. I thought they'd win that game on Saturday. And then the golf went well. Obviously put players up in the preview, but then in the Telegram group, I told you to Dutch some players. And I deliberately, and it was a deliberate thing, one, I was busy and had stuff on, but doing my own trading and things, but I deliberately left it and didn't comment on it after I placed the trades. And Greg quite rightly pointed out this morning there's lots of different scenarios of returns. We ended up with Homer winning it, who was one I mentioned in the preview, and then tipped up to back on Friday, and Fitzpatrick coming joint second, who again I mentioned in the preview and then tipped to back on Friday. Obviously, throughout the round, those players were shortening and lengthening, and Keegan Bradley was in the lead. So I deliberately left it just to see what people did. And such varied results. Some people getting 5-6 times their money. Some people were scratching, you know, and taking a little bit of profit. And hopefully, well, if anybody lost, then you need to phone the emergency FTS hotline, I'll be honest. But yeah, so we'll keep going with the golf, and what I will do from then, obviously once the football season quietens down, I can give a bit more time to golf, and I can also video some of that for you, so that you get half an idea of what I do and how I play it. But, you know, the first thing first is to preserve your money and preserve your stake. And then obviously if you get one like we did with Homer, you can take green off the others. Then if you've greened a little bit, you can take green off the others to increase on the winners. But I'll make some videos on that over the time. That's the sort of focus of the next 6-8 months, really, is to get some video tuition sorted on the site. Does take time. And as I say, I'm not Spielberg. I'm not a marketer. I don't do these marketing videos like these guys do. So I sort of have to fit them in and amongst my own trading and get them to make some sense, but that is where we want to go with some of that. And football, I mean, all you've got to do is go, oh, this is all you've got to say in it. Yeah, my team played well, they didn't create enough, the other team defended and are always a danger on attack. All in all, I thought it was a good game of football. Disappointed didn't win, you know, they defended well, which is part of the game. And whilst we had a lot of the ball, we just didn't create enough. That's all you got to do, isn't it? And then say, thanks ever so much, BBC and Sky, and off you go. But not if you're clippity-cock. I can honestly say I do not think there's a manager in the football that I have despised so much as that bloke. I don't doubt what he's done with his football teams, Dortmund and Liverpool. But as a person, he is just horrific, salty, horrific individual. And I know Liverpool fans say, no, he won't. If he was doing it, if he was, all I'd say to you, if he was manager of Man United and coming out with the disrespect that he does for other teams, you'd be absolutely up in arms about him. I just think he is horrific. I think this weekend, I keep going on, and I sound like a broken record of how bored and disillusioned I am with the way football's gone. I think this weekend saw everything I despise in it. You got a good game of football. It was a good game of football. You know, everybody probably thought Tottenham were going to get rolled over. You know, they'd won their last 12, scored 35, let in two. I think the way the game panned out, Tottenham taking the lead made it more exciting. I think, obviously, if Liverpool had taken the lead, the game would have probably just fizzled out. So you had what was a relatively good game of football. You then have a salty manager who can't have one ounce of respect to give the other team a bit of credit, and talking of disrespecting and slagging off the way they play, as if Liverpool have never ever had a game where they've had 30-35 possession, and they have, and in his time. And then you've got Peter Gary Neville, who's just, I mean, I'll go on about him a lot, he's just horrific. Is why Conte's not fit for Man United. The football that Tottenham played, and Klopp's complaint justifies why he's, do me a favour, he is just an absolute bandwagon jumper, fantastic fullback, but it's why I don't watch the Sky. Him and Carragher, you got a bloke spitting out of his car window, and another one, if there's a bandwagon for sale, he is right on it for a fiver. Man United, if Conte went to Man United and won the league, winning a lot of games 1-0, defending, Gary Neville will be going, what a genius he is. You don't need to be a flipping football pundit. You know, guys getting paid millions to understand football and realise that Tottenham can't go there and blow Liverpool away. So Tottenham have got to go there with a game plan. Every team that's gone there has gone battered, including Man United 4-0, or 4-1, whatever it was. You've got to go there and set your stall out, and I thought Tottenham did really well. Thought that, you know, genuinely Tottenham aren't going to get fourth. The other thing I disliked about football, Arsenal fans celebrating fourth as if it's a trophy. It's not, lads. All it is money. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else other than a bit of cash. Champions League football, which you won't win, and a bit of cash in your pocket, or in Kroenke's pocket. Just everything about football was sort of all played out in one weekend. Fantastic win for Everton. Didn't see that, I'll be honest. Good, fantastic two wins, and that set that up nicely. City 5-0 should go on and win the league. I know that Sky will try and make it that it's a competition. I see Neville this morning, the league's not over. I think they've just got to try and keep drumming up interest right to the last death of it. But absolutely dull as dishwater, and it absolute, honestly, they just talk so much garbage. I watched the end of the City game, just flicked it on, and literally they scored them two late goals, and it cut, you know, the adverts come on, and we'll be back after the break. There's lots to talk about. No, there's not. The game's finished. Not lots to talk about at all. The game's finished. City 1-5-0, the top of the league. What else is there to talk about? Honestly, lots to talk about. They just absolutely drone on waffle, don't they? Enough of all that. So obviously, as I say, we will be winding down. We've got the Q&A with Andy tomorrow at 7. I'll be doing some work for that in the morning. I want to get through all my emails this week, catch up the website jobs, get the podcast out. That'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. If I get time tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. If not, I'll do it on Wednesday. And then hopefully by next week, then I should have sort of caught up from the... I've got to take the dog for a heart scan Wednesday. I've forgotten about that. Hopefully by the end of this week I've caught up, and obviously the football's quietening down a bit and I can focus on the way forward. Those of you coming to Lingfield, I have booked and confirmed that now. It's the 12th of November, which is a football day. It's the last weekend before the World Cup, but that was the day we had to do. We'll make it all work, but that'll be interesting. People trying to trade there when they've had a few. Obviously, we've got the strange football season with the World Cup next season. But, as always, those who've been before get priority. So if you've been before and you know you're going to come again, book your room, because you'll get it at a better rate if you book it now. And you can book it on a refund basis anyway. I think you get to refund it up to a week before. So, and then I'll have details of the actual day and the package next month. And then... any spaces for people who want to come, because not everybody comes back, they can't quite, not everyone can handle it, we'll go again. That's it. So I'll be catching bits up. The Q&A with Andy tomorrow, I guess, is the key thing. At 7 o'clock. The Zoom details I've emailed out, they're in the Telegram group. I'll put them out again tomorrow, and I'll see some of you then. But have a good week, and as I say, the mindset stuff, everything, we are getting into full flow. I'm out today. I'll have reports on that in tomorrow's podcast, depending on how today pans out. But all have a lovely week. As always, thanks for all the support and messages over what has been a bit of a difficult time, but I am pretty much back to normal now, just, as I say, playing catch-up, and some good stuff ahead, and we can certainly get some more golf profits through the summer. I do think I'm going to go into golf. My golf trading has increased significantly in the last 12 months, and I think I really see it being something that I take forward, you know, pretty seriously over the next few years. I really like the method I've got and the way I go about it, so try and share some of that with you guys as well. Right, have a lovely week, enjoy the weather, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.